Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New unemployment numbers from the Labor Department were just released. The number of Americans seeking first-time jobless benefits dropped again last week. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, fell to 269,000. That's down 14,000 from the prior week's level. The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Although a recount has been requested, it looks as if the governor's mansion in New Jersey will not have a new occupant.
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating.
The first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, did this in 1977.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The company Smartmatic filed separate defamation lawsuits against Newsmax and One America News Network Wednesday, accusing the networks of knowingly peddling disinformation about its voting technology during the 2020 presidential election. They say a disinformation campaign harms Smartmatic's business model. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin on Fox News talks about the Republicans gaining strength after digesting Tuesday's elections.
When you think of two blue states, or one state in Virginia has been leaning blue and been fairly blue for 10 years, Georgia's always been historically blue, and to see what happened and how close and how divided, can you imagine 2.2 million votes in New Jersey and 100 or 200 vote separation, how close it was in Virginia? I hope it's a wake-up call for all of us.
As the midterm elections loom, New Jersey Republican Senator candidate John Iseman talks about his Democrat opponent.
It's a race that was the most competitive last year in 2020 and will likely shape up to be the most competitive in the country this year. Tom's got a lot of name recognition and a lot of money. What he also has is a number of Stock Act violations against him and an open House Ethics Committee investigation into how he made $3 million during a pandemic on undisclosed healthcare trades and shorts. That's against the same community he was elected to represent. Look, I think what we saw in Virginia and New Jersey specifically is pushback on just rubber stamp politicians for Biden's agenda, the current administration's failings, and the radical left policy that's sweeping the country right now.
In San Francisco, California, children ages 5 to 11 will be forced to prove they are vaccinated if they want to enter restaurants and entertainment venues. San Francisco became the first city in the country to impose strict vaccine mandates for all children and adults over 12. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Great to have Dr. George Barna with us. And lots to catch up on. The professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good. Let's say, looks like here we are, deja vu one more time again. What happened in the 60s and 70s, the church seemed to be overrun by secular modernism, and their voice was stifled. And as a result, we got involved with a lot of evil things along the way since then. And here we are. It looks like we're repeating what we did back then.
Well, you know, it's true. Some bad things never go away. And as we look at what Americans are buying into, postmodernism hasn't gone away. Secular humanism hasn't gone away. Marxism hasn't gone away. Eastern mysticism hasn't gone away. All of these things just keep rearing their ugly heads, coming back in different forms with new language, in some ways even different group of supporters than they had previously. But they're hanging tough, and we have to do the same.
Is the roots, coming out of, the garden and our original sin? I mean, it just seems to be this same dance over and over again. And there's something so luring about it, George, that you would think in all these years of experience that we would know better.
Well, you would think so, Bill. But I think part of what we see in the research is that the reason for the longevity of some of these alternative points of view or worldviews is that Christians have not done a really good job of explaining and defending and, in particular, modeling what we believe to be true, what we believe to be the way that God wants us to live and think. And because we've been kind of namby-pamby about that, these other philosophies keep taking deeper roots and deeper roots because they just don't give in. You know, evil sees an opening and goes for it. And we have to remember that, you know, the light will extinguish the dark, but we've got to be the light.
Amen. Yeah, and you're exactly right. I mean, we see this happen recently with this trip overseas with the president and the Pope. And I don't buy that the Pope told our president that it's still okay for him to take Holy Communion. I mean, I almost have to hear that from the Pope himself. Hearing it from Joe Biden, it doesn't pass muster. But the point is still the same, and that is where are the rest of the Catholics and the Catholic Church on a stance on people who believe in abortion that clearly is against the foundational doctrine of the Church.
Well, I think there are a couple things at play there. Number one is that we know that Joe Biden consistently lies to the public. But we have to put that in the cultural context here, which to me is why understanding worldview is so important. When you look at worldviews like secular humanism, postmodernism, Marxism, they say, you know what, lying, if it advances your own personal interest or the best interest of whatever you're representing, that's acceptable because there are no absolute moral truths. Who's to say that what you're even talking about is a lie? If it works for you, it works. Run with it. And we've got a president now who is modeling that. Sadly, millions of Americans are following in his footsteps.
Help people understand worldview. We talk about it, you and I, when we get together. And I want them to make sure that they have a clear understanding of what we're saying and what we mean when we say worldview.
You know, everybody makes decisions all day long, every day of their life. And you've got to have something on which you're basing your choices when you make those decisions. That's what your worldview is. It's the ability to take in information, interpret it, and then respond to it in a way that's consistent with what you think is right and good and proper and appropriate. And so your worldview is that filter that you have that helps you to make sense of the world and your place within it. It identifies your key beliefs, and because we do what we believe, your worldview determines how you live. And that's why for Christians, it's so critical that we recognize that the Bible is our filter.
Yes.
That's the lens through which we have to see everything, because our goal is to live like Jesus, but you can't live like him unless you think like him. And that's what your worldview will help you to do. And therefore, the Bible's principles and teachings and commands must form the foundation of your worldview.
The onus is really on the church and the church's people, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great point because, you know, when we look at what's going on in the culture, that's our responsibility, is to be so infecting the culture with the love, the grace, and the truth of God that they would be just drawn to it. And they would say, okay, I not only hear what it looks like maybe in the pulpit or around the dinner table, but I see it in
exactly.
your life. And that's really attractive. I want to be like that.
Well, and that's the light, as you were talking about, the light that we must put out there. But if our light is dull or not at all, then, you know, what kind of impact are we making? Then we're falling victim like other churches in other eras before, that they start reflecting not a holy God, but a very unholy culture.
Yeah, and, you know, Bill, when I look at this, based on the data at least, I would say there are two things that we're missing. One is preparation. Christians don't know how to speak about what they believe, and which says to me internally they're confused. We are not, as a body of believers, really certain about who we are in Christ and how we're supposed to live. And then consequently, not only are we ill-prepared, but we're not imparting that truth to others, not only verbally, but also through our actions. What we know from a lot of other cultural research that's done over the last 60 years or so is that the most impactful education is through observation. We watch something happen, and then we imitate. Mm-hmm. And when people watch Christians, they don't see very much that's different from the way that everybody else is behaving.
Sad point, but true. Del Tackett from Focus on the Family's Truth Project had said that if we believed, you know, what we said we believed, what a force we'd be.
It's absolutely true. You know, it's not even a matter of numbers. It's a matter of influence based on appeal. It takes something like the gay movement. Mm-hmm. A lot of people jumped on board that bandwagon because they saw people who were passionate about what they believed and who weren't going to back down from what they believed. They were less than 2% of the population,
right?
But they now have more than 70% of our population who say, yeah, their way of thinking is appropriate. Can you imagine if you had the 69% of Americans who claim to be Christian, or even just the 6% who have a biblical worldview? Take those 15 million people alone, and that is the foundation of a potentially overwhelming, powerful movement.
And when you think about this, George, I mean, this is the powerful force that Christians who say they're Christians want to believe in, that they want to have happen, is they want to be influencers for good and bring people into the kingdom.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center, Dr. George Barna, continues with us. That's the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, what we finished the first segment on was so important, and it bears repeating. Repeat to our audience these key benchmarks that we should be considering when it comes to a worldview and being influencers to a culture that really is hungry for this worldview. And in many cases, they just don't know it. They want something, you know, definitive. As you said earlier, case in point, look what happened with homosexuality. Less than 2% has now convinced 70% of America that it is acceptable.
You know, let me put it a little bit differently than I did in the first segment, because I don't want to bore your audience. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's go back to what Jesus called us to be. And that was not well-paid, well-educated professionals. He called us to be disciples. And so then he defined for us what that means. You know, in John 8, he talked about obey what I've taught you. In John 13, he talked about love one another, and that's not a feeling. He was talking about, you know, serve each other, take care of each other, care for each other. You know, in John 15, he talked about you'll be my disciples when you produce much fruit. And he wasn't talking about apples and peaches. He was talking about going out and producing people for the kingdom, doing things that advance God's kingdom, producing spiritual fruit. And the way that we do that is through the disciplines that Jesus spent his 3 years on earth in ministry with his disciples, ingraining in their minds and their hearts and refining as he walked through the fields and the valleys and the towns of Israel. You know, and that had to do with worship. You know, are we worshiping God consistently? Are we studying his word deeply and then making sure that it determines how well we're obeying? You have to know the word before you can obey it. Fruit. Do we understand what truth is? You know, the famous quote from Pontius Pilate, what is truth?
Yes.
Jesus answered that. God is truth. John, you know, in all of his writings, talks so much about the importance of truth. Do we get that? Prayer. It's not just, you know, calling out to God in times of distress. It's the development of a relationship, just like we do with people that we go out to lunch with or we go out to the movies with. We talk to them about everything in our lives. We ought to be doing that even more intimately with the God who loves us, created us, protected us, continues to protect us, and puts us into this world for his purposes. I think, you know, Rick Warren years ago wrote that book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
Right.
And to me, the best line of the whole book, no offense to Rick, but it was the first sentence, which is, it's not about you. Yeah. And so often, because all these other worldviews, postmodern, secular humanism, Marxism, et cetera, it's all about you.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
who are you elevating, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not about us. It's about him. And if we could reimagine our lives such that we could look 5, 10, 20, 40 years into the future, thinking about who God made us to be, where he put us, the gifts, the skills, the abilities, the experiences, the relationships that he's given to us, and think about the fact that all of that is for one purpose, and that's to glorify him and advance his kingdom. Because it's not about us, it's about him. Mm-hmm. So how can we use all of that he's given to us to do, you know, what can we do to advance his purposes? When we do that, that brings us joy. Then we don't have to worry about happiness, because happiness is a sideshow. Yeah. Joy is the real deal here that doesn't go away and that changes our hearts. Happiness is a fleeting emotion. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes, it goes, it depends on circumstances. Joy depends on our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And the more that we can invest in that relationship, the more joy we're going to experience, and the more fervent we're going to be in terms of our desire to do things that honor and bless him.
Yeah, you're so right, George, because happiness is so temporal and based on a happening that can be here today, gone tomorrow, right? As we've said, it just is so fleeting. And, but, you know, this is why we need to really define and button down what's the measurement here when it comes down to it. How is God going to measure us? Certainly not by all the goodies that we've accumulated over the years, or even the children that we've brought into the world. It's much more profound and even more simpler than that, isn't it?
Well, it really is. You you know, and you can go back to Mark 12, you know, 29 to 31, and Jesus was answering that very question, you know, for the people who he was ministering to, who are going through these same travails that we do. They're asking these same questions that we do. They face these same doubts that we do. You know, basically in frustration, one of them said, come on, give it up. What's important? What really matters? And he narrowed it down to two simple things. You know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul, and love other people in that same way. So the more that we can know and love and serve God, and then do the same thing with other people, that's what life is about. It's not about the trinkets. It's not about the titles. It's about how well we are able to invest in those two types of relationships. We're made for those relationships. And so the more that we can invest in knowing and loving and serving God through our mind, through our spirit, through our emotions, through our behavior, those are the four things that Jesus talked about, you know.
Right.
So the more that we can do that, the more exciting, the more exhilarating and uplifting our life is going to be, and the more that we're going to want to draw other people into that same life. But we won't even have to convince them, which is the sad part about evangelism today. It's become about persuasive communication. If our lives were what God intended them to be, people would look at us and they'd say, hey, how do I get into that parade?
Yeah.
I want to be part of that.
I want what you got. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, and as you referred to earlier, George, see, this is why worship is so important, because we're designed to worship. And, you know, are we worshiping, you know, this from the songs of heaven, or are we worshiping from the songs of the secular world?
And though I think a lot of it also goes back to something else we found in the research, which is that we have our eyes so fixed on ourselves, our desires, our wants, our needs, our hopes, our dreams, all of these things, that we don't even look away to see the glory of God.
Wow.
And we don't worship him because we're so busy worrying about, can we get other people to essentially worship us?
Yeah.
And so we got to flip that around and recognize that if we put our eyes on him and on him alone and not worry about our stuff, let him worry about that. That's his job. Our job is to know, love, and serve him. And that means worship him. It means relate to him. It means confess to him, acknowledge those sins that we do commit. You know, and one of those is that we really don't worship him.
Yeah. Yeah, at the very root. And this is the big challenge that we have, because the lure of postmodernism and having it now and having it your way, I mean, we're back in the garden with the original sin, aren't we?
We really are. One of the interesting things about postmodernism is that it rejects what they call grand narratives, which means the big explanation for how things work. Mm-hmm. And so with one fell swoop, they reject all of Christianity because they don't like its grand narrative. And so people who are immersed in postmodernism, and it's one of the more popular, one of the more heavily drawn from worldviews in our society, buy into that thinking about, yeah, don't tell me what it's all about. I'll determine that for myself based on my experiences. Well, you know, we misinterpret a lot of those things.
Exactly.
If we go back to God's truth, we're not going to misinterpret it.
Wow. This is good stuff, George. I just so appreciate all the great work that you do. And when you bring it here, it's, gosh, I just cannot, I just can't say enough. I just appreciate you. Dr. George Barna, professor of Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, how can people be in touch?
They can get copies of all the work that we produce at the Cultural Research Center by going to culturalresearchcenter.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New unemployment numbers from the Labor Department were just released. The number of Americans seeking first-time jobless benefits dropped again last week. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, fell to 269,000. That's down 14,000 from the prior week's level. The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With you. Good to have you with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jonathan Emmert is going to be joining us. He's an attorney who practices constitutional administrative law before the federal courts and agencies. He served as an attorney at the Federal Communications Commission during the Reagan administration as a strong and consistent advocate of individual rights and limited government. Everything that he's involved with, I mean, constitutional law, FCC, Reagan administration, Jonathan, we love you. Thank you for coming on and being with us on the show. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Good to be with you.
Well, let's talk about what is going on in our country today, and you say something that we've all been asking about is going. Why do we have Marxists and communists involved in our government? Just on its face, when you consider the Constitution, they're antithetical, and they should be ineligible to hold office, right?
Well, that's right. In fact, they are, from a plain and intended meaning of the Constitution. Article 6, Clause 3, makes it very clear. Senators and representatives and members even of the state legislatures and the executive and judicial officers of the United States and the several states, quote, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, and that is something that, when it was written, particularly and carried with it a very solemn and sacred obligation. And so if you are a socialist or a communist, you obviously do not support a republic. You oppose a republic. You favor instead a dictatorship or at a minimum, a government that controls the entire economy and most particularly deprives individuals of their rights to life, to liberty, and property at the will or compunction of the state. So you can't be a socialist or a communist and be a supporter of the Constitution, and that is an eligibility requirement for holding both federal and state office. So a self-avowed socialist or communist is ineligible to hold office by the requirements of Article 6, Clause 3.
Who's responsible to uphold that law?
The Congress itself. When a member under Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2, each chamber, House and Senate, it has a power to expel a member if it is ineligible by a vote of two-thirds. And that's what should be done, as I indicate, if we are successful in having an overwhelming rout of Democrats in 2022, then we ought to help AOC graduate from Congress by expelling her.
And AOC is just one of many, that we're talking about here. I mean, in our discussions with Trevor Loudon, who is the researcher's researcher, who has written several series of books on the enemy within, last time he was on the air with us, just about a month ago, told me straight up, said, Bill, the Biden administration is surrounded by Marxists. Well, you know, I know it's hard for people to hear that and understand that because we're so on the surface. Americans are well-meaning, well-intended. We want to believe that our government has some sense of ethos. But the fact of the matter is, in the name of politics, that doesn't exist.
Well, that's right. And people really need to understand that the administrative state, over 250 federal agencies, are dominated by far-left thinking and by Marxism and have been since the New Deal. And that forms a government outside of the Constitution that really is the governing entity for the federal government. Nine-tenths of all federal laws, not the product of those we elect in the constitutional branches of government, but rather the product of the unelected heads of these agencies.
And the thing is, to your point, is if this new tax and spend bill was to go through, Regulation Nation goes on steroids, and we just further increase this unelected bureaucratic set, don't we?
We do. And one thing to bear in mind is that the Constitution not only binds those who serve in office to support the Constitution, but it also requires the United States to guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government under Article 4, Section 4. So here we are with all of this BLM and Antifa rioting going on and local governments like in Portland and Seattle bending so far to the left that they break the socialist barrier and become overtly socialist, and we have no protection for the Republican form of government, which is guaranteed by the United States under the Constitution, and it's no mistake that in that very same section, authority is given for the federal government to use the militia to defend the Republican form.
And they did to a certain degree, but they should have gone a lot further, to your point. Because as they continue to get, and I'm talking about these Marxists and communist socialists that are getting away with, with their indoctrination, with their inculcation into our lives and our very governments, you know, people start to accept it. And this is where we are right now, and they do not realize that there is a remedy.
Right, it's that old fiction about boiling the frog.
Yes.
It's unfortunate that people have become less resilient in their defense of individual liberty. We are at a precipice, and it doesn't take much to push us over into that abyss of socialism where we all drown in poverty and mediocrity. And so we have to presently stand up. People have to become politically active. Virginia is a great example of what parents could do. And I think that we have to remember that the victory is the first part, that the implementation, I mean, in Virginia, for example, they should be rapidly moving to eliminate every socialist and communist, every Marxist and every critical race theory advocate from the educational establishment as part of the effectuation of that victory for Glenn Youngkin.
Yes, I agree 100%. I think the challenge is that sometimes people can be so focused on the victory that they forget that, you know, the victory is only the beginning. I mean, now you've got the mandate from the people, and don't disappoint them, because politics has been wrought with all kinds of disappointment along the way. And we've seen this happen time and again, particularly in the Republican Party, which is so frustrating, because here we are. I think that through this process, the wokesters have awakened people of reason and common sense and constitutionalists, but they got to understand, just like they did back in the early days of our country, it doesn't come free. You've got to be vigilant and you've got to fight for it. And the thing is that it's not like we're fighting without precedent. We have precedent. We have the law behind us to back up this stand, don't we?
We do, and we have a silent majority that has become vocal, and that's a spectacular thing, and that's the first part of it. But we have to remind ourselves, as my colleague Cheryl Chumley says from the Washington Times, socialists don't sleep.
Oh, yeah.
They are like cockroaches. They work in clandestine ways 24 hours a day. And in order to exterminate that pest, we have got to be vigilant in our application of pesticide, because they will be there in the shadows, lurking, waiting to come back in full force to devour what we have. So we've got to be vigilant in routing them out and getting them a good distance. They have a First Amendment right to their opinions. They don't have a First Amendment right to be in positions of government. The Constitution blocks them in Article 6, Clause 3.
Right.
So let's make good on that.
Amen. Jonathan Emmer, it comes to mind here, if you remember when President Trump said that America would never become a socialist nation. I don't know if people really took a look and saw who was applauding that line at the State of the Union. There were people that were clearly sitting on their hands, which is a great, clear indication of their position about socialism and the American dream. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Jonathan Emmert after this. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With you, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And we're talking with Jonathan Emmert. That socialists and communists are constitutionally ineligible. I mean, think about it. You know, to hold office, but yet they are. And by default, this has been one of those creeping things that people have ignored, and it really speaks to the lack of courage and backbone of our elected officials, that they would not hold each other accountable. Jonathan, not surprised here, as a one of the nation's foremost experts on constitutional administrative law. You've practiced before the federal courts and agencies for 35 years, so you've been able to, you know, see this bureaucracy, you know, from the belly up, and it's pretty ugly at times. And you would only hope that as examples and as bastions and guardians for our Constitution, that our elected officials would be the guardians of said laws, but they're not.
That's right. It's all too common for them, and I think for many, many people in the public at large to accept that, well, there are people who are communists and socialists, and while they would like to burn to the ground our republic, a majority of people in a jurisdiction want them to be in Congress or want them to be in the city council or governors or in the United States Senate. That's their choice, and we ought to respect that. Well, the Founding Fathers had a different view. They intended the Constitution to mean what it says.
Exactly.
They intended for our Republican form of government to be permanent unless it was changed fundamentally through the Article 5 amendment process. George Washington famously said in his farewell address, as a reminder for all of us, let there be no change by usurpation. For though in one instance it may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed.
Exactly.
And he meant by that that this Constitution was a fragile thing and that we had to be vigilant in defense of it and its strictures on power, or we would lose out to tyranny. And we have these people with advertising themselves as tyrants by telling you that they can direct your life better than you can in a free state on your own. And yet we allow these people, despite the express language in the Constitution and despite the restrictions on the states as well, to be in office. We ought not do it. We've done it ever since the progressive era. There have been socialists and communists in government ever since the progressive era. And, of course, the progressive era is really the major era in which the Constitution itself was abandoned, to use the language of the United States Court of Appeals United States Court of Appeals Judge Ginsburg, Douglas Ginsburg. The Constitution at that time became a constitution in exile,
yes,
where all the power-limiting provisions were essentially eschewed in favor of this power grab to expand the federal government.
Well, Jonathan, a shot across the bow came out loud and clear on Tuesday. The opportunity is can freedom-loving, constitutional-loving citizens and patriots of our country retrench themselves on the rock of the Constitution and to have the courage to push out, you know, these people who are dangerous and deleterious and antithetical to our constitutional freedoms. I mean, it should be so intolerable that there should be no question about it. And but there's no doubt there's going to be an uphill battle. Like you said, there's lots of infection within, you know, our federal government when you have elected officials who for so long thought that somehow in their ethical genius that it was okay for insider trading and to get away with it, and God only knows what else and what other corruption has invaded our government, and including the three-letter agencies that are supposed to be doing the people's bidding.
Yes, and to your point about the need for vigilance, remember that communists are godless. They don't have a moral compass. They're willing to have community families. They're willing to have an environment in which basic morals accepted by most people in America, the overwhelming majority, are simply not respected. And among those moral principles is honesty.
Yes.
To achieve the end, they're willing to do anything with the means. And that it needs to be forefront in our minds, because these communists, these socialists, these Marxists in the government and the bureaucracy, in the educational establishment, in the classroom teaching, are going to tenaciously cling to their positions, lie, cheat, and steal like they did about saying there was no critical race theory taught,
yes,
in Virginia. Big lie.
Yes.
And unless we ferret them out and remove them from their positions, they will continue to do their mischief, and they'll be back again. So I have great faith in Glenn Youngkin. I live in Northern Virginia in Fairfax County, which is sort of, I'm one of the few that voted for Youngkin in Fairfax County.
Right.
I believe he is dedicated and intent on doing this. It's just that we have a short period of time in which to unravel and undo what has been happening for decades in this state and in the nation. And when we have that power, like they have now in Virginia, they have to make haste and use it
exactly.
Well and wisely.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. And it's going to take everyone coming together. Youngkin is there leading the charge, his team. I mean, it's amazing what Virginians were able to do, the example that they set forth for the rest of the country. And the Democrats, I think this is why they're doubling down. They're hoping that they can bully their way through with the support of the legacy media and social media oligarchs to continue to purport these lies, to say things like, you know, we don't teach CRT. Well, how can you make that statement when they're in the documents of the schools themselves? They indicate that they're teaching a critical race theory.
Right there on the Department of Education website for the state of Virginia, it directly proposes and advances and recommends critical race theory training and critical
yes.
race theory teaching. So it's it is yet another example of they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes while they try to indoctrinate from preschool to college youth to become part of a Marxist army to overtake the United States.
And they're not going to give up this ground freely, Jonathan. I mean, they've been fighting. This has been progressing since the turn of the 20th century. And you could probably even go back even before then, but when they took over the educational system in the latter 1800s, they've just been full speed ahead and been able to gain more and more ground to such a degree that here we are, you know, disgustingly 27, 28th, we rank as a nation, you know, against other countries, in our ranking for education. I mean, conservatives, if you want to say the Republican Party, need to really champion this cause for, you know, true choice. And we know that education, as Condoleezza Rice had said, is the civil rights issue of the modern era. And we've got to go full bore ahead, and because the Democrats are not. They're so sold out. They're so paradigmally and, siloed into this mindset that has them so connected with the teachers' unions that they can't even consider an alternative right now, which is, in one sense, it's kind of embarrassing, isn't it, if not dangerous?
Well, it's outrageous, you know, but this is nothing new because, as you are suggesting, since the beginning of the progressive era, actually since the very turn of the 20th century, John Dewey,
yes,
who is an icon in education and that actually is a principal proponent for the creation of public education, was himself a Fabian socialist, notorious one, and believed in collectivism very strongly and actually created the notion of collective education, that is, teaching children in groups and having individualism extinguished in favor of group achievement, because he wanted to show that people could be molded into this group think. And then he also wanted to show that model citizens could be made, that is, what he defined as citizens who would serve what the state required of them. Unquestioningly.
Yes.
He was a great admirer of the Soviet system of education. He went over there and just fawned all over Stalin and the system of Soviet education, mm-hmm, and wanted it here. So this root of socialism in education goes deep and has tentacles that extend far and wide across our country, and we have got to take an axe to it. And we have these opportunities in Virginia. I hope to just see a lot of swinging here in the next
few
months.
Well, about a minute and 10 seconds left here, Jonathan. Yes, the axes must swing, and we have to do this in such a way to understand that it's going to require courage and conviction. There can be no compromise here, can there?
That's right. And we have to understand that the wiles of this opponent are many and that they have succeeded magnificently, mm-hmm, in overcoming barriers to power and in protecting their abuses of power. Let's be frank. Critical race theory is child abuse.
Yes.
When you teach children to hate themselves, hate each other, hate their country, hate the free market, you make them ripe for welfare recipients. But certainly you're not going to get any captains of industry or people to die for their country when they're taught to hate everything.
Talk about a mediocritization of a culture. This is what is thrust upon America today, and we need to follow the lead of those in Virginia, and we need to come alongside and join in the war against mediocrity and against this dangerous liberty-stealing Marxist movement that has invaded our land. Jonathan Emmerd has been our guest, one of the foremost experts on constitutional and administrative law. Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate it.
Looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.